Hi, Catherine. So it seems that dreams are really the core, the essence in Los Portales community, no?
Absolutely, absolutely. Actually, the dreams are really our backbones, it's our guidance, it was even our foundation. Before the community existed, people were gathering weekly to share their dreams for personal development. And then they realized that they
So they were sharing it alone, or
no, in a group, as a group. We'll come to that maybe later, but the fact of being in a group is very helpful to share the dreams. And then from there, they realized that to really live those dreams, to really manifest those dreams and go deeper into the meaning and the meaning of those dreams, they should try to live together and see how it evolves. So the dreams that became not only a tool for the individual, but also for the collective. There was a new entity that was created, it was the group. So the dreams were helpful also to know how the groups would organize itself, how it would evolve, etc., etc. It's a little bit like the tribes or the indigenous nation. They used to actually to trust the dreams more than the so-called reality, the ones we perceive with our five senses and our rational mind. So the dreams were giving them and give us now an access to a reality that's much wider than that. So we get information that can be very useful at practical level or inspirational, or also as a barometer to see how we are doing, why what is happening is really happening, why there is conflict, why there is this atmosphere in the air. So the dreams give us indication about that. And from there we can work through that and we can move on and understand better.
And practically, how does it work?
Well, we get together and we share the dreams. Sometimes we play them not only to function with our rational mind, but also to see the energy in the dream, to perceive it with all our senses so that we have a wider access to its meaning, its purpose. And from there we try to understand where it resonates in us and what we can do with it. And yeah.
And are there different kinds of dreams?
There's different kinds of dreams. There is dreams that are more immediate, more practical, and then there's dreams that are also more individual, but based on the history of the person and the pattern of the person. But there are dreams that are also more collective for the group, but also for humanity. So we can see symbols that belongs really to the whole humanity that comes into dreams and can help us feel also we belong to humanity. We have a whole community in itself, and we have patterns that are similar to others.
And would you say that the project Los Portales would dream and talk to you through the dreams?
Absolutely, absolutely. It can be the other way around also. So it's different ways in which communication goes through. We can have one dream that is meaningful for the whole group, or the whole group can have a dream, can have dreams that resonate with my position in the moment. So there is, and that's also what creates the glue between all the members of the community, is because we can resonate with a dream of somebody else and understand that what is happening to the person actually resonate with what I feel. So we feel also much less lonely in our own situation, and we can see that it's resonate with others, so we can see similarities, and we can work together through all those moments of the situations.
Thanks, Catherine.